Father, we pray that you'd forgive us for the sins of envy and jealousy. We pray that you'd help us to be content with such things as we have, to recognize that every good thing we have has come from your hand, and to be thankful. Also to recognize that we have that unspeakable gift, that treasure which is greater than all the treasures that this world can afford, all the earthly treasures, that treasure that is the Lord Jesus Christ himself, who loved us and gave himself for us. Father, therefore, help us to rejoice in Jesus Christ and to love the Lord Jesus Christ and to look to the Lord Jesus Christ and not to worry about the things of this world. Be with us in our daily walk. Have mercy upon us. Cleanse us in Jesus' blood, because our sins are many. Father, thank you that we have such a glorious, such a wonderful, such a remarkable, such a holy Saviour as the Lord Jesus Christ, who loved us and who died for us. In his precious name, amen. Welcome to the Spurgeon's Devotional Podcast, a Christian podcast desiring to honour the Lord Jesus Christ, brought to you by David Macareth. This is the devotion for April the 25th. Charity envieth not. And just a note, charity can be translated as love. Love envieth not. Numbers 12, verses 1 to 15. And Miriam and Aaron spake against Moses because of the Ethiopian woman whom he had married, for he had married an Ethiopian woman. Spurgeon says, the jealousy of his power was at the bottom of their complaining. How good a man Moses must have been, when even those who knew him best could find no fault with him, except that he had married a foreign lady against whom they had nothing to allege but that she was an Ethiopian. Verse 2. And they said, hath the Lord indeed spoken only by Moses? Hath he not spoken also by us? And the Lord heard it. Spurgeon comments, Moses must have felt the jealousy of his brother and sister very keenly, but he did not fight his own battle. He left the matter to God, who observed with indignation the wanton envy of the ungenerous pair. Verse 3. Now the man Moses was very meek above all the men which were upon the face of the earth. Spurgeon comments, some other hand has inserted this verse under divine direction. Moses would not have said it of himself, but the Lord took care that somebody else should record it, for he honours those who honour him. As Moses was meek, he did not strive for himself, and therefore the Lord became his champion. Verse 4. And the Lord spake suddenly unto Moses, and unto Aaron, and unto Miriam, Come out ye three unto the tabernacle of the congregation. And they three came out. Spurgeon says, the suddenness of the interference marks the importance of the matter, and the Lord's anger concerning it. Verse 5. And the Lord came down in the pillar of the cloud, and stood in the door of the tabernacle, and called Aaron and Miriam, and they both came forth. And he said, hear now my words. If there be a prophet among you, I, the Lord, will make myself known unto him in a vision, and will speak unto him in a dream. My servant Moses is not so, who is faithful in all mine house. With him will I speak mouth to mouth, even apparently, and not in dark speeches, and the similitude of the Lord shall he behold. Wherefore then were ye not afraid to speak against my servant Moses? Aaron had been faulty in the matter of the golden calf, and therefore he ought to have been very quiet, and Miriam's sex should have sufficed to make her modest. Yet envy thrusts both these good persons into a bad spirit, and then into a false and sinful position. Above all things, let us shun envy, for it is cruel as the grave. If God chooses to make other men greater and more honourable than ourselves, what right have we to question his prerogative? Verse 9. And the anger of the Lord was kindled against them, and he departed. Spurgeon says, this was the surest token of his anger. His presence is heaven, his absence misery to his children. Verse 10. And the cloud departed from off the tabernacle, and behold, Miriam became leprous, white as snow. And Aaron looked upon Miriam, and behold, she was leprous. Spurgeon says, if Aaron had been made a leper, he could not have executed his office. But Miriam's disease was a punishment to both, and possibly she had also been the chief offender. Verse 11. And Aaron said unto Moses, alas, my Lord, I beseech thee, lay not the sin upon us, wherein we have done foolishly, and wherein we have sinned. Let her not be as one dead, of whom the flesh is half consumed, when he cometh out of his mother's womb. And Moses cried unto the Lord, saying, Heal her now, O God, I beseech thee. Spurgeon comments, Miriam wounded Moses with her tongue, and now Moses uses his tongue to cry, Heal her now, O God. This is the true way to heap coals of fire on the heads of those who injure us. We must pray for those who despitefully use us. Verse 14. And the Lord said unto Moses, If her father had but spit in her face, should she not be ashamed 7 days? Let her be shut out from the camp 7 days, and after that let her be received in again. Spurgeon says, In cases of extreme provocation, an Eastern father would spit in his child's face, and then the child was banished from the father's presence for 7 days. How much more then should Miriam be shut out of the camp for a while, when she had so grossly offended and against the Lord, and had received so terrible a mark of the divine displeasure? Verse 15. And Miriam was shut out from the camp 7 days, and the people journeyed not till Miriam was brought in again. Spurgeon says this showed their respect for her and their grief at her sickness. Amen.